California to expand digital ID pilot program in coming weeks. The California DMV is planning to expand its pilot program for a digital wallet smartphone app that's currently available for both Android and Apple phones. About 2,000 participants are actively using this service and providing feedback, with the pool of pilot participants set to expand in phases over the coming weeks before a broader public rollout, the department told the Epoch Times in an email. The state's DMV said the new digital wallet is being developed to international standards. The intention is that it will eventually be accepted not just across state borders but also in other countries. In January, California Governor Gavin Newsom hinted at the digital wallet during the state's budget proposal, saying, "In just a matter of months, we're finally going to have those digital wallets where you can get your driver's license on a digital wallet, and we're going to do it like no other state has done it, and there's only a few that have. But there's issues. Ours, we think, will be the next level." States that have already implemented a digital ID include Arizona, Colorado, and Maryland. Currently, there are two items available to add to California's digital wallet app. First is a digital driver's license called a mobile driver's license or MDL. According to the California DMV, the TSA PreCheck program accepts the IDs at San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Jose International Airports, as well as 26 other airports nationally. Users can also add an age verification ID called TrueAge to the wallet. This allows someone to verify they are old enough to make age-restricted purchases using a scannable QR code. At the time of this writing, there are 16 businesses that accept TrueAge, spread out through California, Colorado, Hawaii, Michigan, and Minnesota. The California DMV still advises users to carry a physical ID or driver's license. The MDL is not meant to replace the physical driver's license, but gives Californians another convenient option for identity verification, a spokesperson stated. They also said the ID will allow users to share only necessary information when using it and avoid revealing unnecessary details like a name or address. They are continuing to work with interested groups to encourage broader acceptance of the mobile driver's license.